from KQED.
Back in 1980, Congress granted universities the right to commercialize federally funded research by licensing the patents that result to private industry. A number of schools in California have done very well for themselves since then, and the faculty typically gets a cut of the royalty revenue in exchange for assigning their rights. But the old law is up for new review before the U.S. Supreme Court this week in a case that pits Stanford against the pharmaceutical giant Roche. Scott Schaefer explains.
When a Stanford researcher developed a new test to detect the AIDS virus, the university claimed it had exclusive rights to bring the test to market. But drug company Roche disagreed, saying that the Stanford researcher signed over future patent rights to Roche during the early stages of research. Stanford sued Roche, and a federal district court in San Francisco sided with Stanford. But an appeals court in Washington, D.C. reversed that decision, and Monday the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments from both sides. Stanford claims this is about intellectual property rights, not money. But UC Davis law professor Peter Lee disagrees.
Not all university inventions make a lot of money, but some do, and so there are potentially, millions of dollars at stake in the outcome of this case.
Federal law gives universities the patent rights to any invention created in part with federal funds. At issue here is whether a researcher can unilaterally sell those rights to a third party without the university's consent. A ruling is expected by the end of June. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.